everyone, welcome to this episode of the Optimism Show. Today we have Sinever, who's the founder of Payflow and an expert with on-chain social payments and a serial builder, actually. So it's a pleasure having you here today.
Yeah, hi guys. And Sinever here. Hi, Chris.
And I'm really looking forward to some of the conversations that we're going to have today, especially when it comes to the builder space, what is going on with on-chain social payments, and practically the Farcaster ecosystem and anything that comes out of those topics as well. So, Sinever, you're the founder like about a year ago, if I'm not wrong. You founded Payflow and started working in mostly in on-chain social payments on Farcaster. But now Farcaster also has their Warplet and everything that is going on there. So I'm really curious, like, where do you see on-chain, like, where did you see on-chain social payments back then going? And with the recent developments, like, what do you see happening to on-chain social payments in the coming months? And how could that impact everything that is going in the ecosystem? Just to start off the conversation before we move to the other topics.
Yeah, sure. So I think when I started back, it was around time of December 23, right? And I just joined Farcaster for a couple of months. And to be honest, I wanted to join Farcaster like for 1 year or so. I had very few followers in X, and it's very hard to get on dance DMs to get invited. So like after winning a hackathon, it was let's say a super hack. I think Binji from Optimism invited me to Farcaster, and I was like, wow, that's cool, that's interesting. And I really liked Farcaster. People I think over exaggerate about like Farcaster being super different community vibe wise. I think initially it is, but then eventually once everyone moves to Farcaster, like it will, like for me, it will become similar to X and any other social media. And like, this is what I believe, but now it's more about different why, because we have more builders there, you know, like more people who are interested in something new, right? And that's why I think we get this first impression that, hey, this is a new, like, I love Farcaster, you know, like I get a meaningful conversation and so on. But I'm like I'm not naive. Like, I think it's like, it will definitely change, but Farcaster gives more opportunity to build something and integrate directly. And I think that's even things will be same as access community, right? We can do more stuff on Farcaster, and I think that's the most appealing thing. So back at that time, there weren't many payment solutions on Farcaster. Even DGEN tipping wasn't there like at that time. And I was coming from experience of, you know, like using, I'm from Ukraine, and in the beginning of the war, we have a very cool fintech app called Monobank, and people are just using it because like you can create a jar, you know, like send money and then like, you know, collect it, quickly distribute, buy whatever you need and so on. So like, and I was like, I was impressed by that. And I was like, but with Monobank, you have to, you know, like kind of open Instagram, share a story, link, you know, like do kind of things. And I was like, I mean, why wouldn't it be nice if you just can, you know, aggregated through different socials, like you don't have to, like it could be Farcaster, Lens, ENS, and this is like the idea I had. And on Farcaster at that time, there was nothing around the payments, so it was a good time to start. Like, you need to understand that, like, I never built any product, so like it was completely like 0 to 1. Besides my career, professional career, and so on, but like that's nothing but comparing to building like actual product. And I think at that time people were using payments But it was more just for fun. Like, hey, I received the DGEN tip, you know, like, but I don't want to tip it, you know, like I want to send it to someone, you know, like, and I think that was the, like, initial period. Then we got frames. So frames were much better way to accept and send payments, I think. And then, like, there were more things happening on Farcaster. And I think that what was there at that point. And at a certain point, people realized, like, hey, I want to use DGEN for something else, right? Or some any other tokens. And I think that's where utility came into picture. Like, you would start buying storage, and then also the cross-chain transaction payments came into vibe, because people are like, hey, we need to fix the fragmentation, you know, like, and there were some other infra coming, like I in a payflow I'm using pay with Glide, but I think now there's some other solutions, like you have Dymo Pay and so on. Basically you just say, hey, I want to pay for this, how much I need to pay without a token, right? So and I think that changed more towards utility, like buying storage, like minting and doing like other things in social. One thing I realized is that like it's very hard to support multiple platforms. And then, like, if Farcaster on one hand is developing a lot and like provides you the tools to integrate, Lens on the other side like was not that popping. And like I realized, like, hey, no, it doesn't make sense for me to you know, like, pursue Lens and other platforms. Let me just get established on I think on Farcaster.
Also, it makes perfect sense, like, as a solo builder, rather like just to focus on one thing, one platform, and then eventually, if there's room for expansion, you can expand. But it's it makes it so much clearer for the mind and so much easier for building.
I think that's one part. The other part is that it's a new stuff, right? We are not talking about established social media where we, you know, like build a super payment app which works everywhere, right? Like, we are talking about like everyday changing platforms. So that's the other problem. You cannot catch up with all the changes like Farcaster, Lens, even Telegram, like, you know, like making. So I think that's the other reason, like, to you better to pick one platform.
I'm really curious when it comes to on that point, like, especially when it comes to new founders, entrepreneurs, especially like startup founders looking for new opportunities. And I know you have quite an extensive experience in the financial space, so on payments and stuff. But what would you like? What would you be at your advice? Let's say that maybe if you're looking to get into the on-chain space right now, what would be your advice to yourself to on where to start looking and what to start doing? Because you were working on that for a year on Payflow and you have extensive experience in the sector. So you must have like a quite a wide viewpoint on what is going on as well.
If specifically about around payments, I think it's a tough question because I understand how much effort Farcaster team is putting to grow Farcaster itself. So, like, if you don't get a huge distribution, I think whatever you do is going to be limited to a small number of people. And then the interests of those people can be quite different from, like how we end up as a social social platform. So it's very hard to, like even, like, like you asked me what advice I would give to myself. I was like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, definitely I think one lesson I learned is that whatever you build should be quite unique. And I think that's where we coming back to Varplet, right? So there's certain things that Farcaster like will not make sense for them to built initially because of, you know, like, they don't want to overgrow, you know, like, and like, if you're limited with resources, you just want to put all the energy in, like, in the right focus, right? But then eventually, like, you will get flexibility and more effort, like, available resources to put there. So, like, you need to think, like, if you're building just for, you know, like, if you're coming, let's say you're financially stable, you don't, like, it's not a big problem for you, and you just want to experiment, like, you love the vibe. I mean, that's what people call vibe coding right now. Like, if that's your goal, I think you can even take some directions which can, you know, like, overlap with what Farcaster team is going to build. That's fine because you're getting experience. But then if your goal is to, you know, like, earn money, you better pick direction where Farcaster is not going to, like, build and replace you. Like, I mean, you can be a second alternative, I think, but that works if, like, you have a really huge distribution, right? And then people is like, hey, I don't want to use Varplet, right? Because, like, I don't like it, you know, like, and this is always, you know, like, people with a second opinion. And I think good example is Supercast, where, like, there was just initially when Varcast was, like, wasn't that smooth, and they were not building, you know, like, multi-account scheduling, you know, like, and other features. People was like, yeah, come on, guys, like, this is very basic functionality. Like, why don't you build it? And then there's a wash. Hey, I'm going to build this. Like, come to me, you know, like, and that worked. Like, this approach definitely worked. So I think with payments, definitely, like if you're talking about something that Varpcast will not take, maybe yet, is more like infra side, you know, maybe you want to build, this is some other thoughts I had, like, you won't be building, like, a specifically consumer app, right, on chain social payments, but you could build an infra which can simplify all the on-chain social payments related, like, I don't know, like, you can simplify discovery, you know, like, other things, checking all the information, how you want to distribute tokens, you know, like, other things that other people can use. The problem here is that probably you need to have an extensive experience in the ecosystem, and then you need to be probably known person, you know, like, and I think maybe that's how, you know, the partnerships and integration can work. Otherwise, like, you can see Farcaster itself, they wanted to build a protocol themselves, but then they realize, hey, like, no one is going to build on top of protocol, like, unless we have users, right? And so that's where they shifted the focus, or, like, split the focus from building protocol into building protocol and at the same time client on top of it.